Welcome to For Such a Time as This. I'm Cynthia West. It is time to thank Jesus that He is the living Word and that He equips us each day to succeed, especially for such a time as this. And now, let's hear the encouragement of God's Word. Our God is an awesome God. Baruch atah Adonai. Blessed are you, Adonai. And Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed is the name of the Lord. Would you say with me as we go into God's word? Lord, let only your word take root and bear fruit in me, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. I believe that the last words that Jesus spoke before he left to return to heaven are very important. I sometimes think, what would my last words be to those who I knew would have to undergo persecution, sometimes unto death, in order to carry the gospel around the world? Well, the book of John has always been my favorite book. John chapter 1, chapter 14, 15, 16, and 17. Now, John chapter 17 are his words to his father and are my favorite. I don't believe he would waste these words. This is Jesus speaking to his father about us. Allow these words to wash over you, to penetrate your heart as I read. John chapter 17. When Jesus had spoken these things, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify and exalt and honor and magnify your Son, so that your Son may glorify and extol and honor and magnify you. Just as you have granted him power and authority over all flesh, all humankind, now glorify him, so that he may give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life. It means to know, to perceive, recognize, become acquainted with, and understand you, the only true and real God. And likewise, to know him, Jesus, as the Christ, the Anointed One, the Messiah, whom you have sent. I have manifested your name. I have revealed your very self, your real self, to the people whom you have given me out of the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have obeyed and kept your word. For the uttered words that you gave me, I have given them, and they have received and accepted them, and have come to know positively and in reality to believe with absolute assurance that I came forth from your presence. And they have believed and are convinced that you did send me. I am praying for them. I am not praying, requesting for the world, but for those you have given me, for they belong to you. All things that are mine are yours, and all things that are yours belong to me. And I am glorified in and through them. They have done me honor. In them my glory is achieved. And now I am no more in the world, but these are still in the world, and I am coming to you, Holy Father. Holy Father, keep in your name, in the knowledge of yourself, those whom you have given me, that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I kept and preserved them in your name, in the knowledge and worship of you. And now I am coming to you. I say these things while I am still in the world, so that my joy may be made full and complete and perfect in them, that they may experience my delight fulfilled in them, that my enjoyment may be perfected in their own souls, that they may have my gladness within them, filling their hearts. I have given them and delivered to them your word. your message, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, do not belong to the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not ask that you will take them out of the world, but that you will keep and protect them from the evil one. Just as you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. Neither for these alone do I pray. It is not for their sake only that I make this request, but also for all those who will ever come to believe in, trust in, cling to, rely on me through their word and teaching, that they all may be one just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be one in us, so that the world may believe and be convinced that you have sent me. I have given to them the glory and honor which you have given me, that they may be one even as we are one, I in them and you in me, in order that they may become one and perfectly united, that the world may know and definitely recognize that you sent me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. His word can say it no other better way, so I read directly from his word. The Lord has been saying that you sent me. He's been emphasizing that you sent me. Your presence I had with you before the world existed. You did send me. I manifested your name. Keep in your name, in the knowledge of yourself, those whom you have given me. While I was with them, I kept and preserved them in your name. Hallelujah. Jesus prayed those words for me, and I give him praise and thanks and adoration for that. Lord, we say right now, please say it with me if you are so inclined. Yes, Lord, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, in us right now, Lord. Right now, Lord, thy kingdom come in us. Hunger creates more space for the glory of God. So, Lord, I ask you to keep me thirsting for you, Lord Jesus, so that I will not fall away. And may I remind you, my brothers and sisters, may I remind you of Mark chapter 23, chapter 4, verse 23 to 25. Jesus said to his disciples, if any man has ears to hear, let him be listening, and let him perceive and comprehend. He said, be careful what you are hearing. The measure of thought and study you give to the truth that you hear will be the measure of virtue and knowledge that comes back to you. And more besides will be given to you who hear. For to him who has, more will be given. And from him who has nothing, even what he has will be taken away. Hallelujah. So we could say those who want, those who hunger for God's word, the truth, will receive more of God's word. Those who do not hunger and desire God's word, even what they have will diminish. So the desire for him will diminish, and even what they had will be taken away. So I say again, keep me thirsting for you, Lord Jesus, so that I will not fall away. Again, we are encouraged to hear. His word said, and more besides will be given to you who hear. May I encourage you to listen to God, spend time with him. The whole world has been shut in. The whole world has been given time. I say again, we will never be able to say to the Lord that we did not have time to spend with him. I encourage you to say, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. And then to wait and hear what the Lord would say to you. I declare, we have been shaken so that we can awaken. I encourage you to hold on to your Bible. Read it. Eat of the goodness of it. Hold on to God's word. Get back to basics. Read your Bible. His word is creative. You live in a world that was a declaration. You are a declaration. And I say to you, sir, madam, he will find you in the depth of your lie. I say to you, sir, madam, he will find you in the depth of your pit. We have been shaken so that we can awaken. And I thank you, Lord, so much for John chapter 17 and for John 16, where you promise us you will not leave us alone. You have said in John chapter 16, but when he, the Holy Spirit of truth, the truth-giving Spirit comes, he will guide you into all truth, the whole full truth. For he will not speak on his own message, on his own authority, but he will tell whatever he hears from the Father. He will give the message that has been given to him, and he will announce and declare to you the things that are to come, that will happen in the future. He will honor and glorify me, because he will take of, receive, draw upon what is mine, and will reveal, declare, disclose, transmit it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. That is what I meant when I said that he, the Spirit, will take the things that are mine and will reveal, declare, disclose, transmit it to you. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Lord, we thank you that you have written down these things so that we cannot be unawares, that we can hold on to the things that you have given us, and we know that your word is the truth. And you have said, I have told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace and confidence. In the world you have tribulation and trials and distress and frustration, but be of good cheer. Take courage, be confident, certain, undaunted, for I have overcome the world. I have deprived it of power to harm you and have conquered it for you. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. If you would allow me, I would like to pray God's word over you, to declare over you. It's important that declarations be read and said over you. I don't know what other people have declared and said over you, but right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I cut off every negative word, every ungodly word that has been said about you in any shape, form or fashion, thought, word or deed. I cut it off right now in the name of Jesus, because we stand covered in the blood of Jesus and in the authority and the name of Jesus. So I declare to you, who is the King of glory? He is the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your head, O gates, and be lifted up, ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is he then, this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory, who rules over all creations with his heavenly armies. And I would encourage you again, if you don't know Jesus, just raise your hands and lift up your heart and say, Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my life and be my Lord and Savior. Forgive me of my sins. I repent. I turn away. I turn away from my sins. And Holy Spirit, fill me completely. Show me Jesus and let Jesus be seen in me. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. You have been listening to For Such a Time as This with Cynthia West, a time to share scripture and to encourage the body of Christ in their daily walk. I pray you have been blessed and encouraged by God's word for such a time as this. For more information, contact 772-344-8485. Take my life.